Activities undertaken by the committee over the last 12 months include the following: a presentation on the broad significance of Willow Court at Council Workshop, development of a calendar of events for presentation to Council, hosting a barbecue for Associate Professor Heather Burke and her archaeology students, which has provided another opportunity for Friends of Willow Court members to gain an insight into the history of Willow Court through the artefacts discovered by Associate Professor Heather Burke and her team, liaising with the Derwent Valley Tidy Towns to progress the lime washing of the Willow Court perimeter wall, volunteering with the 5x5 project to learn lime washing skills and the associated health safety requirements, with three committee members being authorised to conduct future lime washing working bees. This project will commence in warmer weather, and at a time of writing the report, this report, the Derwent Valley Council is still to advise whether funds have been budgeted for the necessary scaffolding. I might follow up on that. I forgot to put in there too that we participated in the Rotary Christmas pageant with the wall. The depiction of the wall on a vehicle in the wall was painted by Gillam Reid. We marched up and down the street with the 5x5 kids and Derwent Valley Tidy Towns.
And called me Trent and
that's right, and in the trailer behind.
Sarah. Yeah. My servant.
Yeah, so these people with the...
I tried not to scare the children.
Derwent Valley players, so Chris called the youth, we had the wall on the back of the youth, which is quite huge. That's great. Earlier in the year, the committee developed another draft terms of reference for a presentation to the council. As it was identified by the committee that council had not approved the terms of reference developed by the council and forwarded to the committee in 2013. Then in May this year, Council considered a notice of motion proposing some new terms of reference to which the committee has responded for clarification on committee goals. These being the third set of terms of reference to this committee in 3 years, it is hoped they will be satisfactorily finalised in the near future. The committee again participated in the National Trust Heritage Festival, which was held on the lawns of Patchwork Cafe, as access to Willow Court Precinct was not permitted by the Council, even though the site was vacant on the same weekend. The event was supported by Associate Professor Heather Burke, who travelled from South Australia at her own expense to hold talks on her archaeology project, and by Mark Woodley, who travelled from the Tamar Valley to hold talks on the restoration of Willow Court and the lime washing of the perimeter wall. Both presentations were enthusiastically received by visitors who appreciated learning about Willow Court and having the opportunity to talk to two professionals who are involved in the preservation of Willow Court. The success of the event was also made possible by the generous support of Willow Court Antique Centre owners Hayden and Penny Pierce, who loaned artefacts discovered under the ladies' cottage and who hurriedly cleaned out the ladies' cottage on the Sunday when heavy rain set in, and Patchwork Cafe owners Bernie and Janine Clifford, who made their cafe garden available for the marquees. Three committee members recently attended a National Trust talk on the reinvigorated Old Melbourne Jail visitor experience. The talk focused on research that identified visitors mainly wanted to have fun and learned about the history of the site, and as a result, a range of events and theme tours have been developed for all age groups. The talk was invaluable in providing ideas what could be developed at Willow Court. In closing, I would like to take this opportunity to thank committee members for their enthusiasm, contribution and commitment over the past year. Thank you also to Councillor Pearce for his support of the committee. Again, while we are a small committee, we can be proud of what we have achieved for Willow Court in the past year. Thank you. That report, please.